The following is paid programming. Opinions expressed are not necessarily those of this radio station, its advertisers, or sponsors.
Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage: it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why, over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapperston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapperston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapperston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-7541. 854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management, securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Bronstein here. What a beautiful Saturday. It's going to be in the 70s. I see you didn't get the forecast because you got flannel on, but that's okay.
It's windy.
Well, oh.
Which means it's 10 degrees less than
I don't think
with the
true
wind chill factor.
No, that's, you're making it up.
And a matter of fact, I did find something to complain about. This is my least favorite time of year with all the leaves piling up on my lawn. Oh. Okay. I always got something to complain about.
I was looking out the window today thinking
what
of that October storm we had. And again, mm-hmm. there are so many leaves still on the trees.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but today will bring some.
No, it's good they come down, but that's a pain in the – well, anyway. It is Saturday, October 10th, 2020.
They invented this thing called a rake.
It is people who rake their lawn are stupid.
You go just, pick it
you
up
go
one
out,
at
you go
a
out,
time?
No, you go out there with your lawnmower, and you lawnmower it up.
Lawnmower.
The guy next to me was raking, and I said, didn't you know you do it with your lawnmower? And he did. He says, I can't believe all these years I've been raking.
And what do? You just mulch it in there? You have a bag?
Yeah, I have a bag. Right. Bring it right out to the curb. That's it. Or else put a big garbage can and pour it in.
Where I live, they come and take them. You don't have to bag them. But my mother, I take care of her house. You have to bag them. Usually I have about 20 bags. So maybe I will do that this year.
Yeah, because I don't bag them. I just put them out in the street where they come and pick it up.
Right. Okay, they do that where I live, too.
So now I've given a big tip. I said to somebody, why did it take me 40 years to figure out to use the lawnmower?
So do you raise the thing so it doesn't get too close to the ground or no?
Do you raise it? No, it depends, because if you wait too long and the leaves have piled up, then you got to raise it.
Okay.
Up, you
know, but yeah. Thank you. Just adding all these
there you go.
Points. There you
but
go.
It's the way to do it.
This is the self-help show.
You know, it takes like about 10, 15 minutes, you know, and boom, you're done.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Doesn't the grass get out into the street, though?
A little bit does, but they don't care. They're going to come by with that big sweeper, you know, and pick up the stuff.
Do they? I know in Hamburg, where the office is, they have that big sucker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what they come by. You know,
they do that where you live?
Yeah, they pick it up. So there you go. There's the tip for the day, since it's a financial show.
they use a rake system.
We will move on. But what I forgot to say was... I forgot to say everything now. I'm totally digressed. But anyway, it is Did I say that already? It's Saturday.
You can say that. No, you didn't.
I guess no, I didn't. October 10, 2020. It's 10:07 in the morning because somebody held me up. And we always say that because the show is rebroadcast on this station.
Do we?
ESPN 1520 AM at midnight.
Okay.
Unless there's a sporting event.
And there are now.
And there are.
Yeah.
And and if there is a sporting event at that time, we will be on after the sporting event. Also, we are available every week, Saturday morning, 10 to 11 a.m., live streaming. If you go to our website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you're all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived, so if you miss a show, you want to replay a show, once again, go to saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and there's years and years of shows there. Also, last but not least, there's a free economic report every week by Stone and McCarthy.
Yeah, it's very comprehensive. It's up there either late Friday or early Saturday. And this week they talk about, I guess there's a couple things going on. You know, but they talk about how the world seems to be in great shape because of the $1,200 stimulus, and the savings rate went up so dramatically, and I don't know.
Who knows? You know, yeah. I mean, it's all noise. It's all noise. That's what I keep telling
people. I really thought they were going to announce a package on Friday, just the way the market was, and then they come out and they said the president upped his his offer, and he pulled it away on one day. I was talking to clients. I said, he's just negotiating. That's it. He wants to be in charge of this. So he pulls it, comes within 24 hours, says, we're gonna have a deal, and now he's raised it to $1.8 trillion.
Yeah, it was $1.8. Where's the Democrats? 2.2, 2.4?
Two or four.
Around there. So they're getting closer.
Yeah, but McConnell said he doesn't think they'll have one before the election.
Yeah, who knows? You know, McConnell says things, too, and they don't always come true. You know, it's like you say, it's all negotiating. Right now, did I cover everything?
You didn't give the phone number.
Yes, I'm trying to do now. 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Once again, very easy to get in right now, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And if for some reason you don't want to call, you can use our chat box. Go to saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat, join the chat. You're all set. You can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Phil in Williamsville. Good morning.
Good morning, Peter and David. How are you?
Good morning,
okay,
sir.
Yeah.
How are you?
Good, good. Thank you. Got to get an update on fuel cell energy.
Oh, gee.
a lot of drama this past couple of weeks. They've had like three offerings in like a month. Like an ATM, a bought, whatever, what do they call it, a bought deal? And then this last one, they set the price like 30 cents below where it was, and of course it dropped down, and now it's gone way back up. So it was like short term pain for long term gain, I guess.
I guess. Looking at it.
What's
they
the
got
symbol?
Like $100 million, you know, before expenses out of it. So their balance sheet is going to be a lot better now.
Yeah, it's, FCEL is the symbol. The whole hydrogen fuel cell area has been hot lately.
Right, and, but they're the laggards.
Yeah, they are, no question about it, because I see Plug Power has been unbelievable.
Right.
And, fuel cell, I don't know if you've been in it for a long time. You know, it's been disappointing over the years. It's been pumped up at times, you know, in the last 10-20 years, you know. And then if you look, then it gets buried. It was up at, 29 back in 17 or 18? Got all the way down to 25 cents.
And it's at 262 on the close. Yeah.
But.
Right. And, as they say, this time is different.
Yeah,
I think it is different.
It may be. I mean, there is a logic for, you know, trying to move to hydrogen fuel cells, no question about that. And as a matter of fact, they even mentioned, you know, to digress a little, that solar energy is totally competitive right now, and you can see what's happened with the solar stocks, you know. But, yeah, I mean, the good thing about it, if there be a good thing about it, is you're ending up with, higher lows, higher highs. So it's in a, you know, even though it's still in a big bear trend, all right, way below the trend line, you know, there's hope for it, you know, and the latest rebound, didn't go back down, so it was a higher low, and now looks like, you know, you have a shot at testing that 350 area, and even if it did stay bearish, and if it, you know, got up to 375, next potential target's in the 5 area. So,
That's what the bull case is right now.
Mm-hmm.
And J.P. Morgan came out with this, I think it was like a quid pro quo for being the underwriter in this last offering.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they came out with a price target of $3, which I think is kind of ridiculous. Right?
Well, that's normal on Wall Street. I mean, I forgot what I was reading in Barron's this morning. It was a big bullish article on this company. And they put the price target. It was like $5 above where it is right now. I mean, you know. Yeah. So, you know.
Well, they might have been $100 below.
Well, they could have been. That's true.
So. Yeah, but J.P. Morgan initiated it with overweight. So
overweight's good. You know, forget the price target.
Last time it had a big price target was in March of 2016 at $16. So.
Yeah. That was probably J.P. Morgan, too.
No, FBR Capital.
Yeah. But anyway.
Well, Stifel. Actually.
Yeah, I think you know, you're okay. The group is hot. You know, you like to be in a, as we've always said, you know, try to be in a stronger sector. Obviously, normally you want to be in the strongest stocks in the strongest sectors. But, you know, everything will be dragged along eventually unless there's something wrong with the company,
exactly.
You know. Yeah.
Now, I'm not normally a swing trader, but I do want to swing trade this to increase my holdings.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's probably up to me, but what percentage of your core would you recommend swing trading? I mean, I got six-figure share count in this thing.
Well, I mean, it is up to you in terms of your risk tolerance. You know, most people would say as a percent of your portfolio, certainly not above 10% and usually around 5%, you know, which you may be over right now. So,
well, I heard some very good hedge fund manager types saying that everybody should have Bitcoin in their portfolios, but no more than 1%. I don't know if this is a Bitcoin type of thing. I know it's not Bitcoin, but if it's that risky, you may
yeah,
not want to have.
You know, Willard would 5%. Probably say 3%. You know, so
yeah.
So I don't know. That probably doesn't help you any.
Yeah, right.
Well, not in my particular case. But,
right. Yeah, you got to watch.
Oh, good.
No,
I'm
not
a chart reader.
Yeah, yeah. But what I was going to.
Yeah, go ahead.
But what I was going to say was that, you know, it's the people who have made the most money, but they're big risk takers, have made it in general by being less diversified and being more concentrated, okay? The people who make the real big money, you know. The other side of the coin is the people who go belly up are people who get too concentrated. So risk reward.
Yeah. How can you give me any tips for more successful swing trading, you know, not being a
It's tough, you know.
I don't know what swing trading is. What's swing trading?
It's shorter term trading, okay, but it's not day trading. So
all right.
People have different definitions of it. It could be for a week, 3 weeks, month, you know.
Okay.
But it's that type, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, just
buy low, sell high. That's my tip. I'm out of here. Yeah. See you later.
Typically, I mean, you know, if you're not a chartist and so forth, people have all sorts of different approaches. That's the problem, you know, and you have to find something that fits with you. And
it's only as good as your last trade.
Yeah. Well,
it is.
I've done it once. I've done it once with the stock, and I sold it at after that last offering when it was taking a nosedive.
Right.
Sold it at 188 and bought at 166.
Oh, good. Good for you.
Yeah, I mean,
I increased my share count a little bit, and I should have sold it earlier, but
always
waited.
When it goes down, you should always sold it. Listen,
well,
we've been there,
you know, depending on the stock, you know, it's hard, it's tough with the speculative type stocks, but what some swing traders say, they follow a pattern of buying on opportunities like that. So in the sense that if they've done their research, we always have to get that in. But, you know, if you've done your research into it and you really feel that, you know, you have strong reason that this is going to be a good stock, okay, you use drops and pullbacks for buying opportunities.
Exactly.
So, and, you know, you should look at a chart in terms of, you don't have to know anything about technical analysis. Just, you know, go to like stockcharts.com, and you can see where it's been holding support. You can see where the 50-day, for example, the 50-day moving average is at 250. Mm-hmm. The 200 days at 2. So, you know, the 50 days usually buying opportunities, you know. And some people use the pullbacks to the 20-day, you know, as a pullback opportunity. On the other side of the coin, there's breakout traders, you know, that only buy swing trade on breakouts. That's tougher, you know.
Yeah. One last thing before
I wrap it up.
Can you check the short interest on that stock? I think it's creased from where it was.
When you go to finviz.com.
Yeah. Short ratio, 2.91.
All right, so that's, and what's the short interest or just days to cover or?
Short float is 21.8%.
So. Yeah, there you go. 21.8% of the float.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Under $3 stock, yeah.
Yes.
Hoping for a squeeze.
Well, yeah, you hope for
a
squeeze,
hope
never gets you any place, but hope for some
earnings.
But
that's
something positive that people didn't expect, right?
They got a lot in the pipeline.
But you're hoping for something. You know, if everybody knows about the pipeline, maybe it doesn't mean anything. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so you need something nobody expected, you know, to come up, some kind of announcement or something, and that would create a big short move, you know, short squeeze. Yeah.
So this has there been reverse splits in this stock?
Yeah, there has been.
Okay, because I'm looking back to 2010, the stock was like $600 a share.
Yes, when you see that.
It was $2,000 a share at one time. Not that means anything.
I mean, not really, you know, because of the reverse splits, it has to be adjusted, you know, so.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it never traded at 2,000, you know, so.
But they have to.
But they have to readjust this. Yeah, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thank you very much, gentlemen. I always appreciate your insights.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for starting us out and calling. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay, take care. Okay, right now, give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520. Toll free, 800-879-7541. Wide open, big hint. Anybody in the chat box?
Yes.
Really? Okay. Or you can go to our chat box at sapristan.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab.
You're welcome.
It says chat and archives. Click on chat and then join the chat. Type in a question, type in a symbol. Type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it.
Our good friend in New Jersey, Art, happy fall, looking for Zimmer. What do you think about Zimmer? ZBH closed at $147.99, and he publicly thanks you for helping him with something.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
It must have been a mistake.
Gee.
No, that's okay. Very nice of you to do that, whatever you did. Okay, go ahead.
Very nice. Very
spinoff.
Very strong. Just broke out again. And looks like it could easily, famous last words, but headed toward 160 to test the previous, looks like maybe all-time high. Amazing. You could have bought this stock at 74 in March. Doubled. And, you know, so I'd say next target's probably 160.
Nice.
Take the potential target on the chart, you know, the charting method. The calculation there is 184, you know, so that's not really outlandish. So, you know, you take out 160, you have a possibility of going to 184. And, you know, support for the stock now should be between 130 and 138. Would only reevaluate probably at 128. You know? Mm-hmm. So that's about it.
Beautiful.
Nice stock.
Okay, we're done.
We're done for the show now?
it was
a good week last week. I remember somebody asked in the
chat
box.
It was the best week since April, I believe.
Yeah, somebody asked in the chat box, when's the correction going to be over? We said, what correction?
Yeah.
You know, typically, you know, the election cycle, you know, pre-election or election year cycle, rather, presidential election cycle, that's what I'm probably trying to say, you know, typically gets a little rough, you know, in October. But don't forget that, and that hasn't happened yet, which could be very bullish. And matter of fact, Barron's, you know, their comment is, you know, as we said last week, what me worry? But you have to kind of shut out all the noise. You have to, you know, be disciplined. I mean, you can't just hang on to a bad position. But this kind of volatility, in a way, is almost your friend. It creates opportunities, you know.
Yeah. What do you think of, I mean, inflation? They keep on, you know, during the week we see reports from some of the Fed governors and that. And I just don't see any inflation. I don't see how we're going to have inflation. I just don't see it.
Well, if we do, what they'll do is they'll change the way they calculate it.
Right, but even
which they've,
you know,
done before.
I don't know if you noticed, and maybe I've been missing this. I don't trade foreign currencies or anything, but the Japanese 10-year is in positive territory, as opposed to like the German 10-year, which has been negative. I haven't seen that Japanese. You know, maybe I don't really watch it that closely, but I happen to notice it this week that the Japanese 10-year Treasury was a positive rate, which it hasn't been in. I don't remember seeing it.
Don't know. I don't follow it either, but you're probably right. I would think it's probably.
Yeah, so our 10-year is about 0.78. The Bund, the German one, is a negative 0.54, and Japanese is positive.
0.54?
0.54.
Yeah, I thought it came negative. It came out negative 5.54.
Okay, 0.5.
Yeah.
And the Japanese 10-year is positive 0.03. Which I haven't seen that, but they've been talking about this trade with the yen and the dollar, and maybe that's got something to do with it.
Yeah, it's hard to say. But, yeah,
but I don't see inflation. I you know, cars.
I do.
Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
Go out to eat.
Well,
go to the supermarket.
The restaurants have to make up for. It's hard to get by.
I don't
25%.
Care. I don't care the reason why. You know.
Right, but that's not.
There are things that are more expensive out there. There's no question.
Right, but that's
about
not inflationary.
You know. No, because they take food and energy out.
Right.
You know, so
right.
Whether that's should be done or not, I can understand. I understand why they did it, because it tends to be very volatile. You know,
yeah.
But whatever. You know. Right now, give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And believe it or not, the Dow is now positive for the year by 0.17%. S&P's up 7.63. NASDAQ's up 20. And small caps have come roaring back. They're only down 1.85.
Yeah, they were dead in the water.
Yeah, 1.85% for the year. But it's also very interesting that small caps have had the best week of all the averages, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it kind of shows up that how do they come back from a major, major deficit.
Well, there goes that value trade.
Yeah. Well, what I was looking at, you know, what's really hurt the small caps is the value side of the small caps. The growth side of it has been exceptional, okay?
Yeah, value had like 2 days where everybody was, oh,
hey,
look at
we're switching the value, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm looking at some of the small cap growth ETFs like VBK, which is Vanguard Small Cap. And that right now is up 16.63% for the year. Mm-hmm. IWO, which is the Russell 2000 growth small cap ETF, is up 12.4%. The Vanguard Russell 2000 growth, and that was IWO for the iShares Russell. Vanguard Russell 2000, which is VTWG, is up 12.27%. And there's a JKK, which is an iShares Morningstar Small Cap Growth ETF, is up 21.7%.
Yeah.
So everybody, oh, how horrible the small caps have been. Well, it's been the small cap value. You know?
Right. We do have someone in the chat box.
Very good. Save the day. Go ahead.
There you go. Somebody is looking to buy HBI. That's Hanes brand.
Oh yeah,
it's got a 3.6% dividend. Closed at $17.21.
I'm wearing their product right now.
All right, let's not go there. Okay. This is 2020. We need where's human resources, Jimmy? Get human resources.
Hanes Brands. Boy, it looks nice. It's been broke the down trend lines, given a couple of buy signals. Let's see, the 200 days at 1265. Way above that, closed at 1721. It's been moving up very strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the 50 days at 1567. So, I mean, ideally, you'd like to see it stay above the 50-day. You mm-hmm. might. But, you know, you would only reevaluate this, depending on your risk tolerance, at 13.5.
Mm-hmm.
Next resistance is 19 to 22, and the potential price target, for what it's worth, on the point and figure chart, 26.
Wow.
So risk reward looks very good in here, you know. And you know, if it dropped below the 50 day, I'd take a look at it again, which is about 15.5. But the real sell signal would be back at 13.5. So looks good. Hopefully, you've done research into it, and you know, you can use those parameters for where it might move, where it might have support, and make a plan and go from there.
And they make yoga pants?
What do they do?
Do they make yoga pants? That's what you're wearing today in the studio.
Get out of here. No, these are under my yoga pants.
There you go.
Right now, give us a call.
HR's on the line.
803-1520, toll free 800-879-7541. Phone lines are wide open, or if you don't want to call us, go to the chat box, sapperston.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives. Click on Chat and click on Join the Chat. And you can type in a question, type in a symbol. If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. And right now, if Paul would be patient for 1 minute, we'll take a quick 1 minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors every Saturday morning live from 10 to 11. Willard Sapperston and Peter Greco of Sapperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at sapperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Sapperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Sapperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call. Phone lines are wide open, 803-15. They're probably out raking leaves. 803, if they didn't hear about lawn mowing them up. 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Go next to Paul and Sloan. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How about GLW Corning? What's going on with those guys?
Anything?
We're waiting.
I don't know. I haven't looked at that in a long time.
We talked about it a couple of weeks ago.
But look at that. Is there good news came out?
34.78.
Holy cow. This is a big moment here.
What is it at?
$34.78.
Yeah. This is
only macro. What happened?
I don't know. Check the news.
More buyers and sellers.
No, you go check the news, and I'll. This is it. This is make or break time. 35, 36 area where it's died many times.
It's been steady. It must be the 5G thing that people are looking at. I don't know.
Well, there had to be news on it.
I'm telling you, there isn't any news on it.
Many news, yeah.
Well, I mean, there's news, but nothing that would make it move.
Yeah, I'd watch it very carefully in this area. Boy,
sounds like it's time to go have a correction.
I mean, basically, having run up since March from 17.5 to 35, what's that, a double?
Yeah, in my book, yeah.
Holy mackerel. Hey, you guys don't talk much about international funds. I've got one here, AEPGX. Could you take a look at that?
Mm-hmm. AEPGX. Let's see. Come on. Here we go. American Funds Euro-Pacific Growth.
It's one of the better ones.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah.
Holy cow. What a chart.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
It's definitely one of the
beautiful.
I hate it. I just don't like. But I have it in portfolios, and where clients that I do their 401ks, like my daughter-in-law and son-in-law, they offer this. I, you know, put 10% mm-hmm. in. I just,
have you held this for a long time or
forever?
What
I've
was that?
Forever.
Well,
I can count all the years.
All right.
It's done well.
One of my first funds that I bought when I got into the market, like. 1995.
Really? Oh, wow. Boy.
Yeah, I'm old, man.
Well, we won't try
not
to top
not
you.
Older than Pete. So.
Nobody's older than me, right?
yes,
but
I'm
anyway.
Older than dirt.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. Just gave a new buy signal. Long term, as long as it stays above about 52.66, I'd only reevaluate it if it dropped below that.
Yeah.
And take it for what it's worth, with a grain of salt. The price objective, $95.20.
How's the dollar doing?
It's been a little weak, you know. But you know, it's like I just saw, what was it in the Barron's today? You know, it said the dollar reminds, when they talk about the dollar, a lot of people saying it's going to crash, you know, and so forth and so on. But
well, that stimulus package ain't going to help it any.
Well, you never know. You know, the argument in Barron's was that because foreign investors are just loading up on U.S. stocks, all right,
uh-huh.
and that they have to get dollars to make those purchases, okay?
Yeah.
And so that, you know, while the dollar might drift lower, it's not going to tank, all right, as long as they're into our markets, okay, and they need the dollars.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, the one they said was, you know, because the U.S. dollar has to be compared to the worldwide currencies package or U.S. dollar to Canada, U.S. dollar. So they used the old Henny Youngman joke, you know, when they asked him, how's your wife? And he said, compared to what, right? So it's the same thing with the dollar, right? Compared to what?
Henny Youngman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So anyway, you know, you're in a good fund, no question about it right now. Like I say, you know, if it goes under 52.66, you might think about it. You know.
How about, could I hit you with one more?
Oh, sure. You're it. For the day.
PSMX.
PSM.
VT.
Oh, VT.
SMX. It's the total stock market fund.
Oh, well, that should be doing well. That's a good place to be, really.
Yeah, I got most of my stock market money in there.
Yeah. I mean, once again, it's another one, you know, it's exceeded, you know, the price objective on the chart.
Yeah.
But
Bob Brinker always recommends it in his newsletter.
But it's a good way to go, you know, because you're getting more diversification by being in a total market index. And, you know, the 200 days back at 76. So I'd only, you know, reevaluate if it went under 76.
Yeah. Hey, I got a quick question for you. I'm 80 years old, okay?
Oh, you beat us.
And I'm kind of thinking about it might be time to just get out of the market and, you know, go with the, you know.
Go where? That's the problem.
Oh, no, that's not the problem. If you have enough money that you're happy with, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, because it kind of looks like you got to watch out for the black swan, you know?
Exactly, okay,
yeah,
exactly.
Right.
You know, and you know, I've said to some people before, hey, if you got all the money you want, I mean, obviously, you always can want more and more, but if you got all the money you need, let's say, right? Nothing wrong with that. Or just cut it way down to 10% or 20%, you know? Yeah, take most of it off, and that's it.
Well, you also, depending on how much you have, you got to look at tax consequences. So you may want to do, you know, a certain portion a year. Have a plan.
Well, the other side, is it in a taxable account?
Non-IRA.
Most of it is in the tax deferred. You know, is it an IRA?
Oh, then you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Or a 401k.
Yeah, so beautiful. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that at all.
You know, especially going into the election. I mean,
yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so, I mean.
That's another thing. You know, what's going to happen if, you know, crazy Biden wins, you know, I mean.
Another
interesting plan, you know.
He's going to raise taxes.
The Democrats want Harris, but they couldn't run her because they know she's too radical. She would lose. So they're putting Biden
out
there.
She's one of the first
Biden
to pull
to win,
out.
And then, you know, they can skew the election. And then he'll get in there, and then he'll just disappear. And Harris will get in there, and she can go with her communist agenda.
Well, yeah, we won't get started on all of that because you'll get me all riled up too. But
all I know is the clock in this office is made by Harris.
But
it's a U.S.
But, anyway, you know, and it was interesting, you know, why is the market so strong with the possibility that...
That's what I've been asking myself.
Right.
You know,
and
every day I turn the thing on, you know, the Fox Business Network, and the market's up. And the polls say Biden's winning.
Right.
I said, something isn't coming together here.
Yeah, that's why, yeah. And they said, believe it or not, that the major market participants are becoming more comfortable even if he wins, even if the Democrats win.
Major market participants, you're talking about the big money.
The big money, right.
They're liberal Democrats.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
they know he's not going to win.
Well, who isn't going to win?
Biden.
But, well, I don't know.
Well, we'll find out in 24 days or something like that. But just, I agree with
whatever.
Paul.
It just doesn't
make sense.
You know,
that could be the future black swan. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, that could be. Yeah, if you're worried about that, you know, cut back some, cut back a lot, cut back all. You know, do what makes
you. You know, somebody said one time, said the market is indifferent. Indifferent to politics. It's just kind of...
Well, they've always said that the Republican administration, the market does better, but proof is that under Democrats it has, but it's minuscule. It's like a tenth of a percent
and
different.
You're talking about the long run, right?
Right.
Now, at 80 years old, what's the long run?
Not too long. I don't even buy green bananas.
There you go.
Well, I mean, it's
neither does Pete.
I mean, you got less time ahead of you than you have behind you. You know, so
I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, "I got the body of a 65-year-old." So
that's good.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Keep it up.
And you got your mental capabilities.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than the guy that went to the doctor. And the doctor gave him 2 weeks to live. He said he couldn't pay the bill, and the doctor gave him another 2 weeks.
But I'm pumped. Speaking of Henny Youngman,
that's like I do in this show. I give you a price target, and I say, you want a higher one?
Okay. Another one, a guy goes to the doctor, goes to the psychiatrist, and says, I'm having suicidal tendencies. And the doctor says, you got to pay in advance.
That is Henny Youngman.
Beautiful. So, you know, do what you're comfortable with. And don't worry about missing out, you know, that type of thing, you know.
I just worry about staying healthy. That's all.
That's the important thing.
Don't go anywhere.
But, yeah.
Get that bubble. No, you just got to wash your hands. You got to, you know.
Get a bubble. There you go. Yeah. I like that. Yeah. We got one guy said that the safest place to live is a prison cell.
In a way.
I don't know if that's a joke or what it is.
Yeah, I know. I'm not going to go into that one either. But anyway, yeah.
I've been listening to you for 1,000 years and
appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Good luck.
Okay, guys.
Take care.
Stay safe.
Okay, right now, phone lines are wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541, or you can go to our chat box at Saperstein.com.
Let's go. We got a bunch. Let's get these done.
Dollar Doctor. Yeah, go to saperstein.com. Don't interrupt me. Dollar Doctor tab, chat and archives. Go to chat. Click on join the chat. Type in a question. Type in a symbol.
It's too
and
easy.
If you type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Okay.
OTRK. He owns it or
what
she owns it. OTRK. Close at 5408.
I like that number.
There you go.
5408. Well, that looks terrible. On track. They're not on track right now. I shouldn't laugh. No, it's not a good chart.
Okay.
And, you know, doesn't mean it might not go up. You know, it just is looking at it from, you know, a charting perspective. The 200-day, luckily, is way down there at 31. I don't know if that's luckily. Hmm. But the 50 days at 62 and a quarter, and it's at 64. So, if you drop below the 50 days, 62 and a quarter, and it closed at 64, right, you get a little concerned. The real support for it right now, what'd you say? Did she own it?
I forgot. Yes, they own it. Yes.
Yeah. And, you know, so the real support's 58. So if you're willing to sit back and, you know, if it dropped under 62 and a quarter, you might get a little more concerned. Certainly, if it went to 57, I'd be very concerned.
We're close at 5408.
Yeah, I know. And I said 52.
You said 62.
Oh, did I say 62?
Yeah, sorry.
And it closed at 64, yeah. So it's above.
No, it closed at 54.
It looks like 64 here.
Oh, you're right. Gosh. All right. My eyes. I think we'll go back.
We'll go back to Haynes.
You're rubbing off. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, so under 62 and a quarter gets a little concerning, but definitely if it hits 57, please reevaluate it at that point. Do a lot of research and we'll see what's going on there.
Okay. Next one. AT&T, person owns it.
Yeah.
Wants to know if the dividend's safe.
Who knows?
The dividend is safe.
Who knows? You think it's safe?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, easily. They're looking to buy it. Cheaper. I mean, you're rubbing off on me. 2832. That I know is right. Looking to buy AT&T.
Well, once again, I mean, if he's a dividend player, you digressed me here.
If you're a dividend player.
If you're a dividend player, you know, who's comfortable with AT&T, you've done your research into it. I mean, I'd look into a little bit more about different people's opinions about, you know, whether the dividend's safe or not. You know, we can't really tell. Everybody's got a different opinion, you know, so check it out as far as the, you know, dividend goes. But, you know, support has been in the 27 area. And we're getting down near that right now. Certainly, if it dropped to 26... you know, it might go into the low 20s at that point.
Right now, go ahead.
If you feel comfortable with it, you might buy a little. And if you have a plan, you might say, well, then if it dropped into, you know, the lower 20s, I add a little bit more to it and go from there.
Right. Somebody's she is also asking, can you recommend an alternative with a safe and high yield, safe dividend, high yield?
What's a high yield?
I understand, but Verizon.
Verizon, I think, is a better choice. It doesn't have that higher dividend. Four and a quarter. You know, I'm trying to think. I'd have to look around a little bit more for you know what you consider a higher dividend.
Well,
you know?
It's also the safety of it,
and the safety of the dividend. That no question about that. So But, you know, Verizon is a interesting play, you know, at 4%. Yeah. Certainly every time it got back down into the mid to low 50s, it was a better play with a higher dividend yield, you know, at mm-hmm. that point in time. But if I were to pick between the two, definitely a lower dividend. But if you're a dividend player, you know, like I say, you could follow that plan for AT&T.
Okay. Also, somebody's asking, they enjoy the show.
Well, that's good.
Well, they said they enjoy it because of me. But anyway, they want to know, are commodities in an upward trend?
Are they?
Asking specifically about SLV and then asking about Wendy's. They own it.
Wonder well, I don't want to tell you about my last eating experience at a Wendy's, you know, because as I've said before, you can't let those things
get in your way.
Get in your way, because I've told many times the Chipotle story. You know, what a dump when I went into it. I'd never buy this and look at it, you know. Yeah. So, but anyway,
buy Wendy's based on that,
and I can go after one stock after another, you know. So, but
okay, what about commodities? Upward trend.
Yeah, I mean, they're looking better. It probably depends on which commodities, but in general, yeah, I guess, you know, the trend has been slightly better. You know, it's kind of a play on recovery. You've seen, you know, the copper area do very well. So, yeah, silver's been struggling a bit, and SLV... Right now, let me take a look at SLV because I went and looked at a few other ones.
2341, sort of close at.
Yeah, it's been struggling lately. And there's conspiracy theorists that feel that, you know, companies like J.P. Morgan or whatever, the bigger companies have been playing games, you know. But, I mean, right now, you got tons of resistance in the 24 area. So it depends on, you know, are you a long-term player? Certainly, silver could be in a portfolio for a certain percentage. Mm-hmm. You know, no question about that. It's got to get through the 50-day at 24, and that's resistance at 24. So until it at least gets above 24, you can't say anything strongly positive about it. But if you were to buy it, the out point would be probably, or the review point would be 20. You know, mm-hmm. So. As far as research goes, it's tough on silver. You get big silver bulls, you know, you get all this stuff. But, yeah, long term, and if people are right about inflation eventually, it could be a part of your portfolio.
All right. What about Wendy's closing at 24.31?
Yeah. My stomach's churning from my experience, but we'll forget it every time I hear that name.
Too much.
But it might have been, you know, the particular restaurant I went to.
Person owns it, wants to know if it's breaking out.
Matter of fact, after my problems at the restaurant, the little girl at the counter said, we might be having an off day. So anyway.
Thanks for the warning.
Yeah, other words, I won't tell you where it is. You know, I wouldn't want to slander the particular restaurant. But matter of fact, I took the French fries home. I was going to take a picture of it and send it in as a complaint. But that was just one of the many things. But anyway. I mean, it looks very, very strong. Price objective is about 28. Does she own it or he own
yes,
it? Or,
yes, yes, yeah. They own it.
Yeah. So, well, you know, next potential target's about 28. You know, the 200 days at 21, the 50 days at 22, so you got good support in that area. And I'd only reevaluate it if it dropped to 18.5. So it's been strong. It looks strong, and I'd hold it right now.
Okay.
Right now... Give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Who's up first?
Jerry and Alden.
Jerry, good morning.
Good morning, Peter and David.
How are you?
I thought I'd give you a little support.
Thank God. Just because then Willard will say, should we keep this show? Nobody ever calls.
Well, it's a holiday weekend.
Yeah, I know, leaf raking weekend, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and I know a lot of people are going camping.
Right.
We got two or three I'd like to ask you mm-hmm. about. The first one is CBS. I own it. It hasn't done much.
Fake news.
What was the symbol?
CBS.
Oh, CBS. I thought he said
CBS drugstore.
CVS.
Oh, CVS. I thought. All right.
V&B. I thought TDS.
All right. You
don't call us to buy a stock. No.
59.40 on the close.
Yeah, I mean, it has been a disappointment. I read tremendous bullish things about it.
Right.
Which goes to show you, right?
All that COVID testing they were supposed
to
do.
Yeah, and all sorts of other things. You know, I forgot who they're, what is the like drug whatever thing they're involved with.
The drug company?
No, it's, you know, like the intermediary or whatever.
Oh.
Yeah.
Having those in store.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, I can't think of it. But anyway, in looking at it, you know, it came back into support again. Obviously, the stock doesn't look great. But, you know, it did bounce out of support. You got tremendous support in, you know, 54 to 57. Closed at what,
59.40. Yeah.
I mean, you know, just depends, you know, how you feel. Do you want to be in it? Maybe just when you get out, that's when it takes off. That's what usually happens, you know. But
well, it seems like the drug sector is just not doing good. Walgreens.
Oh, that's been a disaster.
Down, they said, because of the stores in England. And
yeah, right. They're under pressure. Their margins are under pressure.
Well, to me, I think that Walgreens Boot merger wasn't a good one, you know. So, but.
And they say the trap store traffic's way down.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that is.
Yeah. What's the next one?
Well, what you might do is you might say, you know, let me get out for now, and if I finally see something, you know, that it's moving, I can get back in again, you know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's good. The next one's a small drug stock that was recommended somewhere, KTRA.
KTRA, which is Kintera Therapeutics.
Close at $1.66. Can only go down $1.66.
there's our opinion. No. I mean, you know, it's been the long-term downtrend, you know. And as you know, with biotech stocks, it can be, you know, a lottery.
Miss or miss.
A lottery, you know. Yeah. So, I'd look into it and find out. What's that?
Nothing stands out about it.
Yeah.
From your point of view.
Well, not really. I mean, other than the fact that, you know, there's a lot of resistance between 1.75 and 2.5. Now, if it got to 2.5, 2.75, you might have something going for you.
I mean, back in August, they closed a $2.2 million private placement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is a teeny tiny company. I mean, this is, you know,
so it's a real big speculation, you know. I'd look at, you know, is there a strong reason to be in it? And you know, if it did get to 2.75, I mean, it could go as high as 5, you know, so.
Okay. Then I want to ask about a fund, a Fidelity fund, Fidelity Puritan fund, as a balanced, as kind of a balanced fund. I was looking at, you know, it's a 5-star.
Great. What's the symbol?
hold on. FPURX.
FPURX. Fidelity. That one looks decent. No question about it. I mean, you're in that one?
No, I was thinking of entering it because I've done balance funds, but this one.
Yeah,
I don't know, it's a Morningstar 5.
Yeah, it's the chart's beautiful. I mean, you know, close potential objective 32. For what it's worth, grain of salt, 41. And, you know, I would only reevaluate if it dropped under 22.5.
Okay.
Yep.
What do you... Is there a particular balance fund that you were...
No, saving? Not really. I mean, this one looks as good as any, to tell you the truth. I mean, what I do is I just compare a number, you know, just Google balance funds, best balance funds, and see.
Yeah, maybe buy a little of each.
Yeah.
That's, you know.
But this one looks very good.
Okay. Then the last one I will say is OPEK, I think it is. The one that has the COVID test.
Well, don't know right now.
That's the wrong symbol I gave.
Yep.
Hold on. Second. Yeah, I own some.
You mean OPK?
Yes, OPK.
Yeah. Quick disclaimer, I have an option on it.
Close at 462.
Yeah. I mean, it looks interesting. You know, it looks interesting. So
it seems to be trending, you know, a little bit each day.
A little bit up every day, and it's a speculation. And if you're lucky or we're lucky, you might get back to six.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
Yep.
You agree with that. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you very much.
And we'll go very quickly to Doug in Amherst. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Got a minute.
They had a stock on the CNBC, AMD buying out another rival company.
Xilinx,
Yes. Right. And Cramer really was all for it because he said he likes the new management. And it's weird for the stock price at 80 buying out a company stock that's worth $100-some-odd.
Right.
That's just a little bit unusual.
Yeah. Well, the market didn't like it. You know, it got hit. But.
Well, smaller companies, I mean, the dollar price.
Got to go quick,
Dollar price isn't necessarily.
Yeah, that doesn't matter, really. Yeah. I would say, 82 should be the near-term support on it. If it went to 81, you might get concerned,
But that was a long-term because I bought it at 20.
Yeah.
And I had that for years, and then with the new manager.
Well, we got to get off now. We're at the end, but. If it got under 60, then I'd reevaluate.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
You
have thank you.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck. Thanks,
Doug. Thanks, everybody, for calling. Till next week, take care. Keep a little powder dry. Go get your leaves. Mow them.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Saperstein and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Saperstein Asset Management. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Saperstein Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.